Hey friends, I'm Ashley Parker, the host of Splash of Ash, the podcast. Join me as I sip on my iced coffee and hold my crystals as we chat all things to empower you to get up and show up every single day. Things like your morning routine and how you talk to yourself. You know, all the things that make you your best self. I'll be bringing you a drop of good vibes, a dash of confidence, and a sprinkle of inspiration. Get ready to envision and step into a better you. It's time to level up. This moment counts. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. It's me. It's Ash, the host of this podcast. My goodness, we are rocking out of April, and we are, dancing into May? Do we like that? I don't know. We are just rocking and rolling into May and out of April. So in case you didn't know, now you know. It is the end of April. We blinked and here we are. My gosh. I want to talk about the meaning behind May. Because if we talk about the meaning behind May, I think that it will help to set us up for a successful month. I know even for myself, I get on this hamster wheel of day after day, week after week. Oh my gosh, time is flying. I don't have enough time. Like I get stuck in those sort of thoughts, probably just like you. And I think that if we discuss what May means spiritually, emotionally, mentally, we are going to be able to set ourselves up for a successful and productive May so that we can end the cycle of, oh my gosh, time is flying, here we are, blink, and we're in June. We're stopping the cycle. We're stopping the excuses. So let's talk about May. I'm so sorry if in the background you can hear my dog. Most of you follow me on social media. My husband and I got a French bulldog. His name is Moose, and he snores, he snorts, he makes so many crazy noises. But you know what? It makes me happy because it's the little things in life and he keeps jumping up on me right now. So maybe one of these times he's just going to give like a big snort so that you guys can laugh because, you know, laughter is medicine and it will make your day, whether you're on your way to work, you're walking with your kids, whatever you're doing. I know it would make you smile. So it's no surprise that the month of May represents a period of renewal and growth, right? We're in springtime. Flowers are blooming. Grass is greener than ever, right? People are outside scraping off the weeds. I don't think we scrape off weeds. I think we pull them out of the ground, but that's what we're doing, right? We are getting ready for renewal and growth. This is a time to embrace change, right? Shedding the old, letting go of the things that don't serve us, and set new intentions, cultivate habits that support your well-being, right? Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and create habits that support your personal development, that support you being your best you, right? Shining, blooming. Right, this sweet, sweet energy that we all love, that we all crave, well, it's getting ready to bloom inside you. This is sort of a side note, but it goes with May, and I'm thinking of flowers. At my work, somebody brought in this beautiful bouquet of flowers. I don't know what kind of flowers they are, but they are huge, massive, stunning. And I do know that there are some hydrangeas in there. And my goodness, do they smell so good, so fresh, so sweet. I want you to picture that sort of energy, right? That smell, the beauty, the freshness. And I want you to imagine it coming out of you, right? Shedding the old, getting rid of the things that don't serve you, welcoming in new transformation, growth, change, acceptance from within, right? That's what we're talking about here. That's the kind of energy that we're talking about here in May. This month offers you an opportunity to blossom and to thrive in various aspects of your life. Right, socially, personal development, relationships, career, financially. May, the month of May, is literally giving you the gift of time to reflect on your goals, to nourish your passions, to embrace opportunities for your growth and your improvement. So May, here we are. In the mindset of growth and renewal, right? Blossoming into this fresh version of you. I want to give you guys three tips to harness the energy of May, right? This fresh, sweet, transformational energy that I can like see in a little ball, and I just want to pass it to you so that you can bring this out this month so that you're not just getting on the hamster wheel again and again and again and again, and then boom, you woke up and it's 2027. So tip number one, I want you to set some springtime intentions. I want you to take some time today, like literally right now today, being that we are at the very end of April and the very beginning of May. I want you to take some time today to set some intentions for this month ahead, for this season ahead. I want you to specifically reflect on what you want to cultivate in your life. Maybe it's improving your health. Maybe it's deepening your relationships. Maybe it's pursuing a new hobby. Maybe it's advancing in your career, pivoting in your career. Get clear, get specific, and write your intentions down because I want you to revisit them regularly. This will help you to stay focused. I want you to write them down and post them everywhere, in your bathroom, on your fridge, in your fridge, whatever you need to do, post them around your house. Tell your friends about it. Tell your husband. Tell your biggest supporter what your intentions are, because accountability is going to be a key aspect in your success of this month. I'm going to tell you what, my intention for May is to dive deeper, to give a little bit more in my Splash of Ash business. I got some exciting things coming, but I just feel like life has been busy. And yes, that's an excuse because I make them too. And I feel like I just haven't had enough time, right? I'm doing the bare minimum. I'm recording, I'm getting things by, but I'm not diving in. But it sucks because this is where my passion is. I don't know if you can feel it in my voice, if you can hear it in my voice, but this is my passion. And I haven't been spending enough time. So my intention for May is to dive deeper into my business. That is my intention. I'm speaking it to you guys because I know that you guys will hold me to it. So this is me telling you that if you need to DM me your intention, if you need to email me my intention, I mean your intention, send it to me. Let's be accountable partners. There is no way that we can all be successful on our own. Doing this thing called life in all of its chaos and all of its complexity is really hard to do it by yourself. I am here. Let's do this thing together. Tip number two to harness the energy of May, I'm going to say it. I need you to embrace outdoor activities. Get the hell outside of your apartment, your space, your office, your car. Get your booty outside. I want you to make the most of warmer weather, right? Longer days. Do things that will nourish your mind, body, and soul. Walk out in nature. Go garden a little bit, right? Walk your dog. Stretch outside. Lay in the grass, put your feet on the ground, and practice your gratitude. Connecting with nature will absolutely help to rejuvenate your spirit and inspire your creativity to connect back inside of your spirit. Because you always know what you need. But sometimes we're just too distracted to figure it out to know. But when you can truly connect within by being outside in nature and reflect on the beauty that is this world, that's when you can really get to know yourself and what you need. And if we are dumping the old to welcome in this fresh, new rejuvenated energy, we have to get connected. So get outside, call your friend and go for a walk. Stand outside in the sun for 15 minutes in the morning with your coffee. Be intentional with what you choose to fill up your day and your time with. Okay, stay with me on this last one, okay? I want you to practice daily renewal. Ashley, what are you talking about? Okay, we are shedding the old, right? May, springtime, freshness, blossoming, transformation, rejuvenation, right? All of these key words. Think about it for a second. We have to renew our spirit. I want you to incorporate daily practices that promote renewal and growth from within. This could be mindfulness. This could be meditation. This could be listening to your favorite song and belting it out. This could be journaling, gratitude exercises, self-care rituals. I want you to dedicate a few minutes every single day to reflect on your progress, express this gratitude for this amazing life we get to live. Take some time to visualize your aspirations, right? Your goals, your dreams coming to life. How does it feel? Consistent daily renewal practices will absolutely help you to align with your goals. It will absolutely help you to create a positive mindset throughout the rest of the month and beyond that. So how do we get this May energy? I will tell you. You are going to set some new springtime intentions. You are going to embrace outdoor activities and you are going to practice daily renewal exercises. With these three things, doing them consistently and intentionally every single day, May is going to be your month of growth, of abundance, of transformation, of acceptance, of freshness. This is your month to be great. How you show up today is a reflection of what you did yesterday, right? We compile all of our habits and it tells a story. Let that story be of greatness. Not every day is going to be perfect. Not every day are we going to be able to show up how we want to, right? How we know we need to in order to get better every single day. We are not robots. We have grace for ourselves and we wake up and we try again. But set an intention this month to be better than last. Think about it. If you are doing this every single month, resetting every single month, just think about how much better every month will be after. You'll be able to get to the end of this year and go, holy crap, this year was different. And it was because I was much more intentional in who I was, how I showed up, and the things that I did every single day. Get off the hamster wheel. Get back in the driver's seat. This is it. This is your life. Make it freaking kick ass. My gosh, thank you for tuning into today's episode. You guys, it is May. Oh my Lord. We're doing it. I hope you're fired up to take this month on in all of your greatness. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, you know, share this with your peeps. And you guys know the drill. I'll be back next week on Tuesday for yet another episode. Go be great today. Goodbye. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope it brought you tons of value. If you loved what you heard or know someone who would, please share it with them. If you want to learn more about what I'm up to, you can find me on social at @a_splashofash and my website, splashofash.com. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Change your everyday, change your life.